Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, all of our guests tonight are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And as promised, it is time for a book review right here in hour number one. This week, we are going to highlight a new book. It is titled The Definitive Guide to Disc Golf. Have you heard of disc golf? You're going to find out all about it. It is a sport that you may not have heard of, but we want to increase its visibility and let you in on it. We're so delighted to have with us tonight, joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, that is Justin Minichelli. He is the co-author of the new book, The Definitive Guide to Disc Golf. Good evening, Justin.
Good evening, Elissa.
Well, it's great to have you with us, and I know so many of our listeners are like, what in the world, Elissa, what is disc golf? It's frisbee golf, and I understand it's very similar to traditional golf. Tell us about the sport.
Well, disc golf is everything that's great about traditional golf, played with a little white ball and clubs. You know, you're outside enjoying the natural environment, getting a little exercise, but you're faced with a set of challenges, you know, that can be suspenseful, whether you're playing, you know, with friends or in a tournament. It's strategizing your way around a disc golf course is much like being on a traditional golf course. It's very addictive to play.
It is addictive, and I understand it's one of the world's fastest growing sports. I mean, it's created a lot of buzz, right?
It is one of the world's fastest growing sports. We're not real sure where it ranks on the list, but the sport roughly doubles in size every 6 years in terms of the number of participants. About 2 million people play disc golf. About half of those play regularly. The growth has been staggering. The growth of sports has been tremendous.
Justin Minichelli, the co-author of his new book, The Definitive Guide to Disc Golf, is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And, of course, your book, it is more than a basic on how to play the sport. I thought what was really sweet is the fact that you break down kind of the history of the game and course design, just all kinds of great nuggets that are inside the book.
Well, thanks, Elissa. I mean, I think it's the right book at the right time. My co-author, Ryan Pickens, was actually writing a book on his own, but instead of competing, we decided to collaborate on this project, and I think that's why it worked out so well for us.
And one of the chapters that I definitely wanted us to highlight, Justin, is Chapter 5. Playing disc golf requires physical skills, a physical skill set, but I'm so glad that you go into depth about the mental training and how key, how important it is. Tell all of our listeners across the country, what do you share about mental training in Chapter 5?
Well, it's actually, of all the chapters in the book, that was one that I think took the most collaboration. My co-author and I went back and forth on different things in that chapter, and I think what's unique about that chapter is that, you know, we kind of slide the research in through the back door. You know, it's a casual read, but our tips, our suggestions for getting your mental game ready is, you know, they're all based on actual research, but we try to make it a casual read at the same time. So we think folks will really find that chapter in particular to be something useful and that they can incorporate into their game right away.
Well, I'll tell you what my takeaways from going through that chapter is the mental training is very similar to approaching the game of golf as far as focusing on your target, you know, having that pre-planned strategy. And obviously, anyone that's a golfer, I mean, your self-talk, that inner dialogue is so huge. And you really go into depth about that. I appreciated that, Justin.
Well, thank you. You know, it's disc golf and traditional golf. They share so many things, including the mental aspect of it. You know, the drama that you see, it's very similar to what you see in disc golf. You know, what happened to Jordan Spieth at the Masters happens to players on the disc golf course. And you know, you just can't script that kind of drama and excitement.
Well, it's an exciting sport. How do you get started?
The great thing about disc golf is it's very inexpensive. It has a very low startup cost. And most of the 6,000 courses or so in the United States are actually free to play and open to the public. So there are very few barriers to starting to play. It takes about half the time to play 18 holes than does traditional golf. So really, it's a great game to to pick up for sure.
Well, it's a great game to pick up, and I think the beauty of it is it's just like the game of golf. I mean, it's a sport that is for all ages, right?
It is. Children and older adults love disc golf. We're finding that physical education teachers in schools really love disc golf because, yeah, it's easier than traditional golf, and it's easier for kids to learn.
Hey, Justin Menichelli is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's the co-author of the new book, The Definitive Guide to Disc Golf. He teamed up with Ryan Slim Pickens, and they put together just an amazing book. Tell us about some of the photographs in the book, too. I thought you guys did a nice job there, too.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I mean, the photograph, you know, took several months to get together. First, we've got Paul McBath, a young man from Huntington Beach, California, on the cover. We were really happy to make that happen. You know, Paul, I didn't do his taxes last year, but I bet he made close to $200,000 in prize winnings,
wow,
bonuses, and endorsements, which is well-deserved. He's a four-time world champ. In fact, Adidas Outdoor just picked him up, so he's got a new sponsor for this year. So we were really excited about that and excited to include as many professional players as we could in the book. We had some great contributors in terms of photographers. So that, you know, we're really excited about that.
It is a sport that is on the rise. Go ahead and get a copy of the new book, The Definitive Guide to Disc Golf. I know my family, we're definitely going to do it. Justin Menichelli has been with us, his first time on the show. Congratulations on the book. Please send our very best to Ryan as well. You guys did a beautiful job. Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you, Alyssa.
You bet. Much more. Stick around. Hour number two is coming up right after this quick timeout.